Hello everyone and welcome to the Accent Network podcast. In today's episode, we're talking about what companies actually need to know before entering the Spanish market. From regional differences and communication styles to relationship building and decision-making culture, we'll explore why Spain is far more complex than it first appears and what separates companies that succeed from those that struggle. Let's get into it.
Spain looks straightforward on paper. It is the world's 12th largest economy by nominal GDP and the 4th largest in the EU. More than 18,000 foreign companies already operate there, and 70 of the Forbes Global 2000 firms are present in the market. The numbers are compelling, the opportunity is real, and yet companies enter Spain every year with strong strategies, solid budgets, and real product market fit, and still struggle. Not because the market isn't there, but because Spain operates by rules that are rarely written in market research reports. Here is what actually matters. Spain is not one market. The first mistake many companies make is treating Spain as a single, uniform market. It isn't. Spain's 17 autonomous communities each have their own cultural identity and varying degrees of autonomy. This complicates nationwide strategies, as decision-making and expectations differ significantly across regions. Barcelona is often seen as entrepreneurial and international. The Basque country is associated with industry and long-term thinking. Andalusia tends to operate at a more relationship-driven pace. Madrid is the political and financial centre. Barcelona is also the main hub for startups, while Madrid is stronger for corporates and institutional clients. Language adds another layer. In regions like Catalonia and the Basque country, local language expectations can affect credibility and execution. Treating this as a detail often leads to early friction in the market. Relationships come before business. In Spain, business is not purely transactional. Trust is built gradually through personal interaction, informal conversations, and repeated contact over time. Face-to-face meetings matter, and business lunches are often focused more on relationship building than immediate decisions. This phase is not optional. Companies that skip it often find that discussions never fully convert into action. How communication actually works. Communication in Spain is generally warm and diplomatic. Direct confrontation is often avoided, especially in formal settings. As a result, feedback may be softened, and agreement in meetings does not always reflect full alignment. Understanding what is not being said is just as important as what is said. Language is also a key factor. English usage in professional contexts remains limited compared to many northern European markets, making local language capability a major advantage. Decision-making takes time. Spanish organizations tend to have hierarchical decision structures where final authority sits at the senior level. This makes it essential to identify decision-makers early. Timelines are typically longer than in northern Europe, and seasonal slowdowns, especially in summer and during Easter, are a real operational factor. From rapid expansion to moderation, Spain's economy is shifting from recovery-driven growth to a more stable, slower expansion path. Future growth will depend more on productivity and long-term positioning than short-term expansion. For new entrants, this increases the importance of local understanding and sustained commitment.
That's it for today's episode. Thank you for listening to the Accent Network podcast. For more insights on culture, communication, and international markets, visit our blog at accentnetwork.com/blog and explore our latest articles and podcast episodes. See you in the next episode.